When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan,
get down on your knees for me.
Hey, yo.
Good song.
Play it. Fuck, I want to hear it. Play
it.
It's
a great song. Yeah.
You know? Put a little bit in that. Put a little bit of that.
Yeah, let the guys sing to the people. Go get that new... Go get that new Earth Gang album.
Wow. Woo. Y'all hear that sample. Come on. Ow. All right. Yeah, you can't get too crazy. You can't get too crazy.
My bad.
That was a good-ass record.
That record tough.
Gracious.
My bad.
Shout out to the family.
Shout out to Earth Gang.
Shout out to Olu and, you know, Batman DJ, if y'all don't know.
He's a grown-ass man.
Who, Batman?
Their DJ is a grown-ass man.
Yeah, he's been here.
He's at least four.
He's been here.
No.
He's been around.
He's an older-looking.
Generational wealth.
That's a good way to put it.
My son.
He looks really old.
I'll tell you one thing about my son, Batman.
What?
If there's one thing about him for sure.
Right. That he's old?
He got the hose.
Okay.
For sure. At every show. Every show, hey. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, he's giving sugar daddy vibes.
Wow.
Don't talk about
my
daddy.
Like my man's elite.
Cat
my man's
daddy.
Elite. He's elite.
I'm not saying he's not elite.
He's elite.
But he's been elite for a while because he's old.
I mean, so when you say a while, how long are we talking about?
He looks easily 43 years old.
Okay.
No, he doesn't.
So he was popping in the 80s.
Yo, this nigga's crazy. But shout out to Earth Gang. Shout out to Batman. Shout out to Olu. I can't deal with Mouse. Mouse is just ignorant. He's a child. Y'all just need to write Mouse.
I'm everything they say I am.
Everything Jesus they say Christ. He is. And he's sticking to it. At least you know it's him. You see how he is on the couch right now, like a little bad bitch. I get it. Socks
so
out.
Fucking tired.
He came here with the Crocs. I get it. Chain on today.
He must
be going somewhere.
Chain swinging. I'm here just swinging.
It's all right.
Chain is fake, bro.
He said it, not me.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Live Next.
Welcome back.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday. We are back. We are back, and we're excited to speak to you, hear from you, see you. We are the guys next door. I'm Mouse Jones. That's Mac Wilds.
Uh-huh.
That's Fly Rye. Together, we come to you every Monday and try and leave some.
Hopefully every Monday.
Sometimes it be Tuesday.
Sometimes we just wait till the next week.
But you have to understand that they
need to know why sometimes it's the next week. Sometimes it's next week because we go so crazy about listening on Monday that if it doesn't come out on Monday, we're like, maybe it's next Monday because then
we don't want to look dumb.
We're super hypocrites. Yeah. But at the same time, we want to give y'all episodes all the time. So, you know, it's kind of difficult. We're one of those podcasts that we don't live in the same place.
That is a fact.
We have other jobs. We have other obligations. I don't have any children, but there are kids on this show. So just thank us. We're here.
I'm going to do an episode, just let the kids take it. I'm just let my daughters take over the podcast.
Why?
Oh, that would be nuts.
It got to be a bonus, though.
We don't even got to record.
No face.
We don't even got to show up that day.
Just let them do it?
Just let them do it.
I'm scared. They might take our job.
They're gonna take our jobs.
If you guys
these are the children next door.
If you guys are enjoying us, make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe to the Guys Next Door podcast. Each and every platform in which you use to listen to podcasts. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you leave us a comment and a 5-star rating, because it is imperative to our childish ways that we get validation.
Please.
5 stars. Please. Also, make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Guys Next Door Pod. Make sure that you subscribe to us on YouTube, Guys Next Door Podcast. And if you're feeling real, real frisky.
Ooh, frisky.
Real, real. Real. Ladies, I know you're a large majority of our audience.
Send the nudes. Oh, my fault.
Whoa.
My bad. That's just my bad.
Goodness gracious.
My fault. Sorry.
Send the nudes to one of us. I'm not going to tell you which one.
Not the married one, by the way. Not the married one. Hi, honey.
If you send it to him, he'll send it to us. So just send it to him. However you feel you need to get your nudes to me and Ryan.
I don't want nudes. I just want money.
I heard nudes are like flowers.
Put the cash right in the Patreon.
There it goes.
I don't need the nudes. I need the money so I can support my lifestyle.
How do they do it?
They just go on what they do?
Patreon.com
/.
Mm-hmm. Guy Next Door Pod.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Make us feel special.
Please.
Very.
What St. Louis used to say in Players Club? Make me feel good.
Make me feel
that was,
good.
Yo, that was so weird. You say that. And Charlie Murphy, you're like, all right, St. Louis. Rest in peace, Charlie Murphy.
Rest in peace.
I mean, I don't know when this episode's coming out. Y'all think it's okay that people wishing death on that man? Or like, not even wishing death on him, but like happy that he died?
Mm,
Kevin
no.
Samuels?
I feel like those people were cowards because they couldn't say when he was alive.
What was he gonna do to him?
No, nothing. But I'm saying he can't defend himself. So what are we talking about? If you did,
I mean, cowards.
Cowards. Kevin, you call Samuel, people cowards?
Huh?
You call people cowards all the time?
Yeah, but for like reason. That's a legitimate reason.
That's if I die and people are talking shit about me when they could have told me.
But they can't. It's the internet, bro. Like,
so say it on the internet.
The world.
But I'm saying, if you didn't say anything on the internet before, and then when I pass away, you want to say stuff on the internet then.
Well, I don't know if I wanted you dead, but now that you're dead, I'm like, I'm happy now. So it's different.
What?
As a cow. Or pussy. Or pussy. Whatever one you want to say.
I don't think so.
I think it is.
Like, I don't know. Like, what he did, he was.
He lived in his truth.
I don't know. No, there's definitely those weren't.
His
truth.
His. Oh, okay. I didn't say the truth. I said his.
So he lived in his truth, sure, but in a very berating and offensive way. And for those who would offend it, they did not like him. And everyone was quite loud and boisterous about their dislike for him.
Well,
now, I don't know if they wanted him dead.
He didn't call them.
It doesn't matter. I don't care. Like, it doesn't make it okay for you to be a shitty human being because somebody called up. Like, you have an opportunity not to be like this to somebody.
If I know what you do, I'm not going to go
agree with you. I agree with you
100%. Like, if I know you, all you do is tell your truths, and your truths might be the ugly truths to you, I'm not calling you for your
opinion. But that's
not
the only way he spread his point. He didn't spread his message by just talking directly to the people that's calling.
Somebody gave him a platform.
Him.
No.
He was on YouTube.
Him alone didn't do it.
The people watching.
The people watching gave him a platform.
And the ball alerts and the well, shade rooms and all that.
Yes, because hate sells. Like, hating black women sells.
Oh, yeah.
Like, most of those clips circulating are him talking disrespectfully either to or about black women. I do understand that he did the same for men, but those aren't the clips that's circulating.
True indeed.
Okay.
I just feel, like, it was weird to me to see people, like, begging for empathy from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, begging the...
Example. Give me an example.
So, shout out to Dodge. Dodge from the So Shameless podcast. So, that's my sister. That's really my heart. So... I seen her on the timeline, and like people were like,
"I was surprised that she didn't curse me out." With I said something the other day, and I'm surprised she didn't curse me out. But Daz, you know I love you.
And so she said,
see you right there.
And so she said, "Matt Faye, let me see if I get on the line."
No, we don't gotta do that.
And so she said,
"We got time right now. Come on, let's go."
She has said, people was talking about him being like, people were happy he was dead. Like, people were like, or making jokes or whatever. And she was like, oh, y'all weird for wishing death on people to stand third. And I'm like, Yo, it's Twitter, bro. It's Twitter. This is the place where people make bad jokes, terrible jokes, evil jokes. And like, for someone like him, I that's not the hill I'm going to die on.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use that hill to die on asking you to have empathy for somebody you clearly disliked, who clearly did or said thing that triggered people. Like, the people that are happy he's dead, I think that's weird. But I think it's just as weird for the people to be, like, begging for empathy for this person. Like, it's mad weird.
I wouldn't
weird.
Say...
Both sides are weird as shit.
Yes. That's what I was saying.
Cool.
I would say...
As long as you take accountability for both sides.
I would say...
Or you're not taking accountability.
I don't want... It shouldn't be a wishing death on somebody or even an empathy unless those are real feelings that you actually have, you know? And the wishing death thing shouldn't be a feeling that you have. If you don't fuck with the person... Just stay quiet. Like, you know, whatever happened to that thing our mom was always used to say.
You ain't got nothing nice to say, be quiet.
Yeah, man.
Too late, though, if the other person started talking already.
That's still the other person. You.
I'm not being quiet.
That's you.
I'm saying if you start saying some mean shit, mm-hmm. Well, I don't have nothing nice to say, so I'm not going to be quiet. I'm going to say some mean shit back.
Why?
Because you can't control my reaction.
I thought you didn't like reciprocity.
Damn, I don't. I'm reacting because I want to react.
That's reciprocity.
I'm not. No. Reciprocity would be like, the only reason I'm saying this is because you said something.
But it is.
Probably would have said, you're talking about me here. I would have said this regardless.
Yeah, I'm going to let you know. You just said that. You said, if somebody talks shit about me, I'm just going to talk shit about you because that's the way I feel. That's you saying something to somebody because they said something to me.
But I wanted to say it anyway.
So you should have said it first.
You beat me to it.
You beat me too.
Hey, you ever seen the old Western? Sometimes nigga quicker than draw.
It's a bomb, but I got you.
He said,
but you missed.
What was the name of that movie?
Hard Day Four.
That nigga was quick. That motherfucker Lakeith Stanfield was quick.
But
the other nigga was quicker.
That nigga just didn't wait to get shot.
That's a fact.
You didn't wait till you said go. I'm just shooting you.
I mean, hey, listen. I don't think we've ever talked about him on this platform.
We haven't.
No, I don't think we have.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, we ain't giving up.
But that's the thing about it. We never said nothing on this platform about him. And I didn't plan on saying much about him when he passed. But at the same time, I'm just not cool with kicking people while they're dead.
Wow.
They can't feel it.
Down. But I just,
they
for
can't
me, it's like,
feel it?
For me, it's
kicking
like,
kicking him while he's down doesn't matter. He's dead.
And like you said, I feel like it's very weird. I feel like it's very weird, and I feel like you're a coward. I don't care if you tell me no. If you're happy someone died.
It's tricky. Unless the nigga did something legit.
Thank you. Unless it was
crazy to my family.
Killing people, doing all, cool. Understand. But if his words hurt you that much that you would wish him to die, and I don't feel
I think that was the thing. I saw a lot of women coming at him like I seen niggas come at ops. Like when I talk about ops, I'm talking about niggas that have
you seen this shit, B. Simone?
Uh-uh.
Laughing. She's like when he popped up on my timeline, he was dead. The first thing I could do was just laugh. I mean,
some shorty say like rest in piss, all of this. I'm like, yo.
You resemble. See, yeah, don't go.
We just built this thing.
Pretty much. What do you say, box?
Yo. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Cute face, no waist.
Son, what? Let's get into this episode,
Jade,
shall we?
You're not giving us anything. Hey, guys, on. We got a new engineer today. Jade from the HMD is holding us down.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jade.
She's
not really giving us anything today.
He's just chilling.
Cam laughs a bit.
No, she's chilling.
She's trying to give us the best work because she knows, you know, it's been a long day for everybody.
Been a long day for us.
For everybody.
All right. Yeah, that was that. I just was curious. Let me ask you guys.
Talk to me.
What is the best way... Watch this, you guys. Listen. What is the best way
you... Am I watching or listening?
I come from the church. So when I say you gotta listen.
You gotta listen.
You know, y'all know.
I know. I come to church.
But y'all know I didn't.
I'm trying to help you. Watch this, you gotta listen.
Okay. There you go. That's all.
It's confusing.
You
be sitting on the pulpit like, what?
Okay, see?
I'll be trying to listen with my ears. I'm trying to listen with my... Huh? All right. Watch this. Gotta listen. All right. What do you feel? This is a full, transparent, accountable moment.
Okay.
What do you feel is the best way to communicate with you? Mm. We're not talking about you communicating with anybody else. We're not talking about any of that. I'm asking you guys, what do you feel is the best way to communicate with you? We've talked on this podcast at length about setting boundaries, communicating our boundaries. But what is the best way for someone to communicate with you? What is the most operable way? What is the most efficient way that someone can feel safe to communicate with you and then feel secure enough that you will listen? And
you said it.
Mm-hmm.
You just said it. That word right there. Listen.
So that's, you know, the best way to communicate with you is to listen.
If there's certain things that make me upset, there's certain things that make me happy, but you'll know all this if you listen to me. If you can get to that level with me, I'm very vocal of what I like and what I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So to listen to me, so I don't have to repeat myself over and over, so I don't have to go back and mm-hmm. It's a whole bunch of stuff. I just don't want to go back and tell you what I like over and over and over again. So that's big for me. I'm not going to say that's the only way to communicate with me, but that's the one that just popped up in my head as soon as you said it.
The best way to communicate with you is to listen to you. But, okay, maybe you don't understand what I'm saying.
I know what you mean. I get what you mean.
Say you're dating, not even dating, friendship, however.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but let's go with dating. It's the easiest way. So a woman is trying to communicate her frustrations to you. What is the best way for her to communicate to you in a way that you're going to accept it and be able to then act on said communication?
Communicate your problems to me when they happen. When those actions hit you, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If something bothers you that I'm doing, don't hold it in, don't ball it up, and wait till I get upset with you about something you did, and then be like, well, you did, but when you did this, you meant, like, let's knock this out right now. I made you upset. You didn't like it. Tell me so I know. And also, it's the way you tell me, the way you project your voice at me. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody should be yelled at in a manner when you want to get a point across, because it just automatically takes that other person to the next level. Mm-hmm. Like you get real defensive. You scream at me, then I don't feel like I may not need to scream at you, but I need to be on my shit. Like, oh nah, well you did, like, nah, like, just communicate.
Is there ever a point where you're like, damn, she's screaming, I probably deserved it? Or every time that happens, you
if I know you're accountable, you're self-aware. If I really know what I did wrong, I can't blame you for the way you react to it, because I know I deserve.
If you flipping, and I know I deserve you flipping.
Yeah, but that would also happen if you did that right when it happened. Like, yo, it's like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, you can't yell at me 3 days later, bro.
Yeah, don't you? Can't,
I am.
That day you can yell at me. Don't yell at me three days later.
3 days later, don't get crazy.
I don't think we should be yelling at any time.
That's not fair.
Why isn't it fair?
And I'm not even being funny. It just sounds funny.
Of course.
You remember however many weeks ago, you remember me and you were talking, you were like, that's toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to control somebody's emotional reaction
is
toxic.
That's the thing. I'm not saying anything about an emotional reaction. I'm saying everything about, there's a difference between what you're feeling and how you present it in the moment. I think the toxic thing is to want to, because if you really break it down, what is the reason you're yelling?
Because they're upset.
Can't see. I'm sorry.
Not really. I mean, why are you yelling? It's more than that. Go deeper.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's more than that. In my mind, the reason someone is yelling is because, one, they don't feel heard. So, like, the initial reaction, they're going to yell even louder.
It's not even just that.
Well,
Break it down. When somebody yells at me, mm-hmm. right? Whenever I get yelled at, it's a form of reprimanding.
I don't think that's fair.
Why isn't it fair?
Unless they told you they're reprimanding you, unless they told you they're trying to reprimand you, that is the way you're dismissing them, as you're trying to reprimand.
No. I'm not. I'm asking what are the other reasons that somebody would yell?
You're trying to get to the deeper issue behind it.
I don't think that's fair all the time. It's not,
especially in the moment.
In the moment, God forbid.
Uh-huh. God forbid. We know who we're dealing with. We know that it could never happen.
Of course.
Something that even whiffs of infidelity comes across your wife's, mm-hmm. and it looks reputable. Mm-hmm. It looks like, what the fuck is this, Mac? But you know why she screams. She's not reprimanding you. She is infuriated that this situation looks like the person I love the most in this world is betraying me. She's not reprimanding. She's emotionally reacting.
I think what Mac is trying to say, but you can still go into that situation with asking a question.
Absolutely. I agree.
Not even just asking questions. There's this book that I read called Crucial Conversations.
I have that. It's sitting on my coffee table.
Amazing book. Amazing book. Because it shows you how to, and of course, we all fall short, right? There's nobody who's perfect at this.
But we get up
sometimes.
Yes, sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah, Kevin Samuels didn't get up.
We gotta laugh now. We just gotta laugh.
Oh, we got one.
We gotta laugh. Anyway.
I gotta sit like this every podcast because I feel gracious. Like I'm so comfortable. Is it crazy?
Okay, I think the when you go into these different conversations, there of course your natural instinct, and it's because this is what we're taught, not anything else.
Yes, sir.
It's literally we're taught when you're angry, you yell. That's a taught behavior. That's not something, mm-hmm. that's a learned behavior.
That goes back to how you were raised.
How we were raised. When we see our parents get angry, they yell at us or reprimand us. It's no, don't do that. That's why I said it comes from that. When in all actuality, you can take time, you can retreat for a second,
yes.
think about the situation, and then approach it with the same energy and telling and giving the how you feel and the emotion behind it without it becoming this volatile fireball. I completely understand emotional autonomy.
I understand exactly what he's saying.
I agree 1,000%. But that's how I would like to be spoken to. But I also, like Ryan said, if I'm being self-aware, I'm being accountable. I know me personally, we're just talking about Mouse. I do some dumb shit. Right? Like, I just do dumb shit. Mm-hmm. I do, like...
We know.
I be, like, thinking about so much other shit that sometimes I don't think about the important shit or I don't think about the minutia. Mm-hmm. And that could be the shit that could, like, set a woman off. Right. I have to understand that. So if you're fucking bugging the fuck out...
But even with that, you deserve a actual conversation.
Yeah, not the 15th time.
You deserve an actual conversation.
I am a repeat offender. That's what I like to call myself.
But we have to look at it as you have to know your partner. There's some partners where yelling makes them understand that they really have that there really was a problem.
Yeah, that's a child. Partner's a child.
But you call them a child all you want, but some people recognize, like you said, it's a household thing. Some people recognize yelling as a sign, I need to pay attention, rather than somebody talking comms like, oh, you're not that serious.
Real quick, and go back to your point. Did your moms yell a lot growing up?
Yes and no.
My mom speaks in a yell. So that's why yelling doesn't work for me.
I definitely got yelled at a lot.
Monique didn't really yell. It was funny. My dad, who we were
chills
all...
Chills just went down my spine. You referred to your mother as her first name.
I know, right?
Is that PTSD?
Probably. Probably.
My mom does not have a first name.
So my mom was the bite. My dad was the bark. I mean, my dad was the bark.
Okay, and your mom was the bite.
Oh my God. Like my dad, both of them put the fear of God in us. My dad,
no Jerry.
it was crazy. My dad, I remember one time, This nigga Paul, dog, he I was sitting at the table eating, and I think this is probably why a lot of times, it's crazy, I'm doing this self-reflection now. It's probably a lot of times why I'm so hard on Tristan about, like, even Christina. I'm like, yo, she needs certain times to eat. Like, if she's not finishing her food in this minute, like, she needs to eat. Versus she'll eat a little bit, get up, she wants to play around, she wants to sit down, she'll probably eat a little more. And I'm like, bro, food will be out all day. What are we doing? She needs to sit down. There needs to be a specific time for breakfast, specific time for lunch, whatever, whatever. Anyway, rewind back. I'm a kid. I'm at the table. We eating dinner. My dad and my mama are at the house. We eating. I'm playing around with the food. It's taking mad long. My dad's like, Tristan, eat your food. And I'm like, okay. I take a little bite. Still playing with it. Tristan, stop playing. Eat your food. Take another bite. So my dad starts seeing me playing with it again. He looks at my mom. My mom's like, Paul. And literally, in that moment, he reaches across the table. The table was, you know, we lived in a project, so the table was probably this big. Mm-hmm. But in all actuality, in my head, I was a kid, the table felt long as hell. Mm-hmm. My dad reached across the table, smacked me in my mouth so hard, my lips bust. And from that day on, when it was dinner time,
you knew what
it was dinner time.
Okay.
Breakfast time, breakfast time. Lunch time, lunch time. I knew exactly. Everybody to this day asks why I eat so fast. Partly because when I did boot camp and all of that stuff, you have a specific time to eat. You know.
Oh, I know. I know.
Mess. Get it.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. But it was really because of that. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy Mac Wilds, and Mouse, I'm gonna need you to sit out for this one. This is you. You don't drink. This has nothing to do with you. All
right? I will let the grown folk be grown.
Thank you. We are here to talk about summertime, because summertime is going to be real fun. And one thing I'm very excited to try is Bud Light Seltzer's loudest flavors ever. I'm telling you, it's all about bold flavor, variety, and fun with their new Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda Pack, the Retro Tie-Dye Pack, and its new flavors in its classic pack, the Tangerine and Watermelon. I'm telling you, these are perfect seltzers to
enjoy. You said?
Watermelon.
I'm not gonna say nothing.
Hey, don't. All right. It's grown folk business over here. Now, these are perfect seltzers to enjoy with your friends, your family, all summer long. Now, each can in the variety pack has zero sugar, 5% ABV, 100 calories. So all of my people who are out there working out, it's good for you too. It's gluten-free, and all of them are naturally flavored. Now, me personally, I'm quite partial to the Retro Tie-Dye Variety Pack. I mean, the cherry limeade is crazy. Sweet, tart, you know, a little cherry fruit punch flavor. Got that nice lime finish. That joint is crazy. And the twisted berry, I'm telling you, it's like lemon, cherry, blueberry combined for the perfect fruit mix. I'm telling you, it's crazy. Whether you are on a beach in Malibu, which is in California.
Okay. That was okay.
I'm just saying.
Tell these
in
people
California.
About, tell these people about this, that was low. That was fucking low.
So if you are on the West Coast, you know, sitting on Malibu, which is in California, Mouse.
You're a piece of shit.
It's California.
Yep.
Or if you're on the East Coast, you know, get you a Central Park little vibe. You go to Smorgasbord, get the comedy show in, whatever. Mm. I'm telling you, all of these are very necessary vibes. Now, understand, I've tried a few different seltzers before, but there's something about Bud Light's hard seltzer that's just different. And I think it's because they have a unique 5-step filtration process that ensures a clean finish, no lingering aftertaste. They have natural carbonation, quality ingredients. I'm telling you, it's amazing. Now, to find a retailer who delivers this right to your door, head over to BudLight.com to learn more. Bud Light Seltzer, the loudest flavors ever. So, enjoy responsibly. To find a retailer who delivers right to your door, head over to BudLight.com to learn more. Bud Light Seltzer, the loudest flavors ever. Enjoy responsibly. Messaging for 21 and over.
But
that goes to how you. I mean, in my household, I didn't have a father in my house, so my mom had to play both roles.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't nobody to be a bark and a bite.
Yeah.
She was the bark and the bite. So it was like, yeah, some days she's gonna bark on me. Some days she's gonna talk to me, but I knew it was only going to come for her. So that's why yelling for me does not help me. When you yell at me, it's just like, because then I make, I have a way of not getting back at you, because I'm not doing it as a revenge tactic at all, but I know what sets people off. Mm-hmm. And when you set me off for yelling at me, I'm going to talk to you in the most calm voice, yeah. And you're going to be so upset with me. To the point that my mom, like recently, remember when I went through it with my mom, like a couple months or whatever, and she was barking on me, like screaming, and I was talking to her so calm that it made her even more mad at, like she went crazier, because I was just like, you know me, I'm gonna just talk to you regularly, and I might throw in a little whatever, yo. Right. Like, all right, do what you gotta do. And that makes people, so I don't want it to be a tit for tat
right.
in my life. So it's like the best way of communication is just when you're upset, tell me at the time that you're upset, what it's about, in a ask me your questions or in a you know, like walk me through it.
So it's the scary part is I agree 1,000% with what both of y'all said. Probably a bit more with Ryan, because that's like typically what I need the most. But then there's a part of me that has to be self-aware and has to account for other people, which isn't just relationship. I mean, which isn't just romantic relationship. It's an all, right?
Friendships. It's all different relationships.
So I can't imagine. Now, so yes, that's the toxic part of me saying this is how I need you to deal with me. But in a very real sense.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I know I create the boundary and be like, yo, if you don't tell me about today, I don't want to hear about it.
Yes.
But that's not fair, because it's, some people need some time to
now, digest it.
Now, I will accept you yelling at me day of. You not yelling at me 3 days later, bro.
No, that's what I agree. And I don't.
You yelling at me day of, I get it. I'm with it. I understand, baby.
Because 3 days later, you know what 3 days later is? You're upset at her about something and you bring it up. And then it goes back to what you did 3 days
later.
Not always. But
sometimes. I'll say equal.
Or she gets mad at you again.
She gets mad at
it's compounded
something
now.
Small.
Yeah, and now it's like, now it's like, now it's the salt out.
Yeah, it's like now.
I don't understand how you can forget the salt.
And then the other day, you did this. And it's like, yo. We could have had this conversation, squashed it, and been over it. And then if you would have got mad 3 days later, we'll talk about that 3 days later.
Can y'all think of a time? Because I think, like, even like Matt just did, like, going back and like making connections. Can you guys think of a time where you weren't communicated with properly, and how you overcame it, or not even overcame it? Like,
oh man,
it just got worse.
Man,
that somebody. I just want to get this question right before I just go left.
Somebody didn't communicate with you
properly,
the way you needed to be communicated with about their thing.
About their problem.
About their
and how did you respond to it?
I be going off.
Yeah.
I go off on you.
So
I'll let you definitely go first, but I'll be wilding.
No, I was going to say, the funniest thing is everybody knows me, right? I am probably the guy who tries to avoid confrontation to the
all the times.
I don't want no problems. Literally, all the time.
We're talking about a relationship, buddy.
Listen, period. I'm saying I don't want no problems.
Relationship's
me,
cool.
I think relationship...
Listen.
I think relationship-wise, he might be the most confrontational in all of us.
Hold on, listen. I say, I usually try...
Drunk Mac?
Very, yes, wild. Wild.
Nobody did. But I'm on the other side of the room.
Don't hit me, don't call me. Nothing.
No, I'm like... I try to stay away from confrontation. I try to avoid confrontation as much as possible.
And, I will say that.
And
because even in me saying that, like, nigga, really? He's calling me. I would. So I'd much rather you call me and vent to me about than say the dumb shit you're about to say
about anything else.
Yeah.
So I try to avoid confrontation at all costs, and I realize maybe in my marriage the reason for that is because I am a bad person when I'm angry. I am not a good person.
Isn't everyone?
I guess to a certain extent.
Although I believe, and this is me.
Certain people's anger they hide inside. They really don't show it.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is me.
That might be
this
the worst.
What I'm about to say is probably going to sound like completely toxic, terrible, and like the most mouse thing ever. But I think people are their most genuine when they're drunk.
Drunk?
I mean, not drunk. I'm sorry. Angry. I think angry, and I think it's so easy to get angry because I think that's when you are your most self. You're your most true self.
When you're upset.
When you're upset and angry. Because now there's no reason to be nice.
No. The reason why I would disagree is because...
Because I said it.
No. The reason why I would disagree with that is because another thing that I realized in arguments is that people go into arguments not to solve a problem, but just to hurt the other person.
That's why it's an argument.
No. Not to solve a problem. Argument is supposed to be a disagreement of two different thought processes to try to come to an easy medium.
I think that's what a discussion.
That's what it's supposed. No, that's what an argument. Like literally.
Oh, you're talking about by definition. Sure.
By definition, that's what an argument is supposed to be. But in all actuality, it becomes who can get hurt the most.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's when you're your most genuine self. That's when you're your most combative. But that's not when you're your most genuine self. When you're your, I think, cause I that's why I said, I don't think I'm a good person when I get to that place.
Why not?
Cause what I've realized is that I'll be like, nah. And it was funny cause I guess in marriage or when you have kids, you start to set back.
Not yet.
You kind of sit back and you start to look at other things in your life and you're like, damn son, like, other arguments and other things that I've gotten into partly were my fault. Like, I definitely sparked that or somehow. Because for me...
Yeah, definitely, you sit back and
that's
be like,
how I had that fucking... I don't even know the word, but yesterday.
Epiphany.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. I had that yesterday and I had with you and I was just like, damn, that's really me. And
bro.
I really get... But it took me to see another me, which is you, Mouse, happen... And you kind of control the narrative, but you have more of that person that you were with. It's deeper than rap. So it's like, I seen it, but I know how you'll react to somebody else because it would have been me. And in that moment, I'm not going to lie, it frustrated me. Like, I closed my eyes and I was you. And I was like, yo. And I'm looking around like, I get the whole scenario, but that right there would have clicked me off. And I'd just be like,
now like, we have a. And
now it's a whole situation.
Now the day is terrible.
Now I'm not talking to you.
Now, the whole day. The whole day is gone now.
Yeah.
So that's why I
try to work on myself for that.
Yeah. I realize that in arguments,
I'm difficult.
In arguments, I am the master. Like, when I get there to that point where I'm like, yo, stop, I'm getting to that point. I am the master of gaslighting. Nigga, I am BP. I am throwing gas all over this shit.
You're not gonna win in an argument with me unless I'm just ready for you to win it. Because I'm always gonna, unless I'm truly wrong, I'm not gonna argue with you. If I'm truly wrong, there's nothing for me to say. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you that I'm wrong. I'm sorry. How can we get through this? Boom. I shouldn't have did that.
I just refuse to argue. But it's not fair. I'm gonna win.
Yeah.
And there's no real winning here.
It's no real winning. Because I'm gonna win in that.
What do I win? I won to hurt you? I won that? And now forever, no matter what. Like, that's why I don't argue because that shit comes, like, whatever you said in that moment, I'm going to remember forever. And I don't want you to feel like that with me. So I don't ever want it to be cut off and you'd be like, you really don't like my big toe. Like, I'm just not going to say hurtful shit. Like, that's really how you feel about me. I'm dumb. I'm like, things, bro.
They absolutely do. But if you don't, like I was thinking, like, but what's worse if you hold that in? The person that holds in their feelings and doesn't express it, or a person that expresses their feelings to you.
Nah. We're men.
But if you bottle all that up, you're gonna only take it out on somebody else. It don't have to be your lady.
That's fine then. As long as you don't take it out on your lady and your kids.
Okay.
I think I don't know if I've probably conveyed it. it's sure, it's toxic, but I'm a realist, right? Like, life just does, not everybody's going to go to therapy. Not everybody's going to have all the healthy coping mechanisms. But fucking people have lived on Earth as successful human beings for years because they figured out a way to cope. You figured out a way to make it work.
You got to figure your shit out.
I'm okay with bottling up that shit and not taking it out on my woman and not taking out my kids, if that means I'm, like, a bit more aggressive in my career. If I'm, and for at least for me, it's always worked out that way. Like, me not taking out my true frustrations on my loved ones, I've always been able to take that energy and funnel it into my career and funnel it into the things I'm doing. So I guess essentially I have a healthy outlet. Now, sometimes I also take it out on niggas that said something that probably didn't need the response that I gave it.
Mm-hmm.
But my what's Dragon Ball Z? My chi was built up.
No chi.
So hit that nigga with a spirit bomb.
Also, so you really deserve to commit. Where you are in life.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like it's where you are in life. Like you said, you have something that you could take your emotions out on, which is your job. You could work hard at the craft. A lot of people in my past, I haven't had a place where I was like, you know what? Forget that. It's even more difficult for me because our podcast is in New York and I'm in LA. So if I'm going through some shit,
I
gotta wait till I get back home. By that time, I don't even want to talk about it no more. Like, so I forget what it is. I need to start writing shit down. But in the essence of I can come and talk to y'all or I had a therapist to talk to, it might be a little easier for me. That's why I'm more open to going to see somebody and talking to them, because I have those times where I can't talk to nobody but myself. Or whoever's in my vicinity, and you're just gonna get the worst of it. And I don't wanna be that person and be like, yo, Ryan, get tight. Watch out. Because I don't get mad often, but when I do, you know it.
Absolutely.
But I also have those days where I wake up and I'm just upset. Like, I'll wake up, you ever wake up to like one text message and it just starts your whole day off bad?
Yep.
And it's like you try to get out that world.
That
like,
haze
yo.
All day.
And it's like you gotta snap out of it, like, yo, stop, can't do this. Or you're just gonna be in the crib or just moping around and niggas aren't talking to you. It's like it's hard to get out of that when you don't have a exit.
And your outlet,
exit
yeah.
is your outlet is your work.
So they say there's seven different types of communication styles, right? Mm-hmm. You have your assertive style.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that I guess is most recommended communication style. It reflects and promotes high self-esteem. It's a very healthy style of communication. Mm-hmm. What they say, it helps you. It'll allow you more likely to achieve whatever you're looking to achieve, whatever you're trying to get out of that conversation. You have the aggressive style. This style involves winning, even if it is at someone else's expense. You have the passive-aggressive style. You have submissive, manipulative, direct, indirect. So with these seven communication styles, you can they say you don't just have one, like mm-hmm. you mix and match or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And not every conversation you get the same. I guess you kind of approach it differently with every conversation. For you two, what are your two communication styles? Do you think is your communication styles when you're approaching a situation that bothers you?
Dismissive.
We gotta really go over these.
Go ahead, explain why dismissive.
Because I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. And
like when you get upset, you automatically get dismissive.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with it because in my like people not gonna change. Like people don't change. You just either change your expectation of people or you change the people you're around. And I don't be wanting to. Obviously, in that moment, I don't want to change the people I'm around, so I just changed my expectation of the person.
Got it.
I side with you on that a little bit, and also direct. I'm shooting straight at it, and if it's gonna hit.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, you'll never hate me. You could dislike me, but you'll never hate me because I kept it a buck. Like, that is that's what I'm doing. I'm telling you what the fuck I hate, what's the problem, what's going on. And if you don't respect it, cool. But if you respect it, you'll understand that I was true enough to tell you that.
Mm-hmm. For me, I started off, and this is a lot of real self-reflecting. I started off very indirect and manipulative. Mm-hmm. Like, I always felt like I always felt weird about kind of approaching people about certain situations. Mm-hmm. Again, I try to steer clear of all type of
controversy,
problems, et cetera, et cetera. So I would be indirect. I would take the indirect route, and I would also try to manipulate the situation to where what would happen would be what I wanted to happen in the first place. It doesn't always work. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just look like a dick. Works. It almost never works. You always wind up looking like a dick.
Mm-hmm. But in that moment, you feel like it works.
Like looking like a dick, like a dick, or like looking like a dick like Eric Adams?
Eric Adams.
He looks like a penis. He doesn't look like a penis. He looks like a soft penis.
Oh.
All right.
You know, we're being very serious about
these views. These views by Mouse Jones are of Mouse Jones.
Oh, you support the man? This podcast fucking done.
Oh man, I don't support the cops.
Okay, because all right. So
I don't support the police.
Scratch what he said. The thoughts and views of Mouse Jones is of the guy next door in regards to this goddamn mayor, dickhead mayor.
I have gotten to a place where I think it started off, like I said, indirect and manipulative, and then it turned into submissive, which was bad as well.
What's submissive again?
The submissive style, just kind of literally what I said. This is the style of looking to please other people and avoid all conflicts. Very much like you know what, you got it.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, that's 200%. Got it. I'm not trying to fight.
But you also are in a world that so many people are coming at you with, did you hear this? Oh, well, they said this. Oh, can you do this? Can you do that? And it's like, you know what?
You got it.
You heard that?
You got it.
You got it. Because it costs you in your life right now more money, time, effort when you put out that, when you go back and forth with somebody about some shit that they think or want you to do or who they want you to be. And when you don't put that much effort, which is the submissive way, it's like, yo, you know what? I mean, I totally get what you're saying, because I talk about this a couple of times. I'll say it to a lot of people. When people come to, yo, Mouse, man, you getting a lot of money. Yo, what's up? Mouse, man, I know you got the girls. Like, yo, what's up? It's to the point where at first I used to be like, man, I ain't getting no money. But then I realized I'm blocking my blessings on what could possibly come to me. Money could be on the way, and God could be like, oh, you're not getting money?
It's literally,
send you this.
Yeah.
So then after I went through that phase, I hopped into it's basically a submissive phase where I'm just like, yeah, man, I do got the girls. Yeah, I do got the money. But now what's next?
Mm-hmm.
That's gone. That conversation's over. What are you getting at? What are we doing? So I definitely get the submissive.
So I'm trying my hardest now to transition into more of an assertive conversation, because I think a lot of people look at me and look at where I've been in my career and everything, and you know, because I give off this persona that's so nice and so calm and cool and yay, you know, whatever, it seems almost naive. It comes off as naive, like the submissive. Comes off as naive,
and they try and take advantage of that.
So people try to take advantage of it, when in all actuality, I see everything. I know exactly what's going on. I know probably more than
you. So is it still technically manipulative?
Not manipulative, because I'm not playing on it. I see it, but I'm not using it to make anything happen. But now, I'm trying to take more of the approach. I think that's where the manipulative came from. That's where I was at first. I can see everything, so I try to move things behind the scenes, and it never works. And then it turned into submissive, where now I'm just trying to be more assertive. Like, as soon as I feel something, as soon as I see something, I try to say something, whether it's speaking to somebody about a job or speaking to somebody about a problem that I have in the household. Like, I'm trying to nip it in the bud and not turn it into anything else besides what my problem is, because it can very easily, very, very easily turn left or right and turn into a whole nother fight.
I feel like we all have started in a different communication skill and went somewhere else. I feel like through life you bounce back and forth to different ways you communicate, because you're always not going to have the same people around you that can communicate with that part of you, or you're not going to have the same amount of money where it's like, I got so much bread, I don't really need, I can make whatever communication style I want. You know, there's certain people that said, like, when they didn't have no money, they was like, yo, Mouse, yo, where you at? Yo, I'd love to pull up on you. Then they get money, it's like, you call them, yo, what up? I don't got to respond to this thing. Like, I got the bread now. So it's like, your life, through your life, don't get it twisted, everybody. Like, you do not have to have one communication skill.
No, not at all.
And it lasts forever. I would hope your communication skills change, because you change as a person. If you have the same skill forever, then you're just not changing, you're not developing, you're not growing up. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think any of this shit is... This shit is so rough. And I think me and Brian was talking about this yesterday at lunch. It's just like... Like, this shit is, like, so rough. This shit is, like, rough. It's, like, so fucking uncomfortable all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like being aware, I think James Baldwin said to be...
No,
that's
fucking William Shakespeare, asshole. Oh, shut up, Apple Watch.
Good fight.
But to a point, I'm paraphrasing, but James Baldwin basically said to be an enlightened Negro in America is to live in a state of anger all the time.
Yeah.
Constant state of rage.
See, no.
Thank you, Jay. I be reading.
I call her Google. Call you. You know that.
Black, say it again. Black studies, man.
Yeah, there we go.
Let's go, Jerry.
To be black and conscious in America is to be in a constant state of rage,
right? So if you take that and you just apply it to being a man that, like, wants to be a better person, I'm, like, constantly in a state of, and maybe you guys can maybe empathize or not, but it's like, it always feels like, what the fuck? Everything is wrong?
Yeah.
Everything I do is wrong. Yeah. Everything I do is wrong.
I would fall into that habit of going into not submissive more passive aggressive and manipulative, because I'd be like, well, I mean, I guess I'm the bad guy. You know, everything is my fault, instead of just taking accountability and really being on some.
But
what
if that's truly how you feel?
You're right. Huh?
What if that's truly how you feel?
What? That I know that I feel like the bad guy?
Yeah. I know I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of being like, I'll hear something and be like, oh, so now I'm the bad.
That's more of a conversation that you have to have with yourself. Because now...
You made me get about my comfortable shit. What the fuck?
That's more of a conversation you have to have with yourself.
The man in the mirror.
Because
nigga, it made me get out of my comfortable spot.
Because I guess we can wrap up on this, but you think about it, right? The majority of our arguments with other people be the conversation that we have with ourselves.
Elaborate. Break that down so we get out of here. I want you to end on that.
It starts up here. Everything always starts up here. Even when you're angry and you're just spewing out whatever, it always starts up here. And then even when you leave, it keeps going up here. It's the conversation that you're having with yourself. So it's your
self-conscious.
It's your own self-conscious and your own self-awareness and how much what you actually feel about yourself at the moment. Right? Because we'll get into these situations and somebody will be like, you did this wrong and you did this wrong. And then you start to get down on yourself talking about like, damn, bro, I'm a horrible nigga. And yes, you can say that and feel that and all of that. But the reason why I say that you have to have the conversation with yourself is because even in these arguments where we're supposed to be giving grace to our partners, the person that we constantly forget to give grace is ourselves.
Say that one more time.
In these arguments, mm-hmm. where we're supposed to be giving another person grace for whatever problem, whatever situation they fell in, whatever they did wrong or whatever you did wrong, you're supposed to be giving them grace for however they're reacting or whatever they did. The one person that constantly gets left out in these arguments is ourself. We never give ourselves grace.
Mm.
We don't have time.
Mm. Mm.
That was deep.
So that moment where you're sitting back and you're like,
"We might be like the greatest podcast."
I actually want to have a conversation about us being an underrated podcast that niggas just trying to overlook.
I mean, you know,
I really just don't give a fuck. But we'll have.
You want to end on that?
Nah,
we can end on that.
I'd have a whole podcast on this.
Good. So let's not step on what Matt did.
That's why I didn't want to do that. I'm not going to overshine the master. You feel me?
Not the master.
Can't outshine the master. Can't outshine the master. You know.
Yo, take us out on a song, Ryan.
I need a good one.
Take us out on the pick. You get the song ready. I'm handle the goodbye business. Mac, you got anything coming up that the people should look out for?
Nah, man. Listen, we here. We here, ladies and gentlemen. We here.
Ryan, you got anything coming up you want the people to look out for?
I'm having another party next month just because.
I was about to say, I heard the members only is
members
back.
Members only, we back.
With a new host.
Yeah, Mouse is here. It's not a new host. We never had a host.
So with a host, you heard.
With the host, but the most.
L.A. I'm here, baby.
Definitely, I got to shout out my DJs, C-Styles DC. Mm-hmm. I got a shout out.
I think I met him this weekend.
You definitely did. He was DJing it.
Okay.
Of course, my man Jay Murphy.
Seen Jay Murphy this weekend.
And of course, my boy Night Train. Like, that lineup.
That's the Sadiq guy.
Yes, Night Train is my guy.
That lineup, you can't really.
Jade, which one is my camera? Because I want to shout him out. Right here? Night Train.
Beast mode.
You really fire, my nigga.
Beast mode.
Ryan and Mac will both tell you, I don't go outside in L.A. Ryan, what's the first thing I said to you when I called you last week?
You called me on Wednesday, randomly in L.A., FaceTime me with the face, like, I said.
Ryan was like, where you at?
I looked at him, I said, no. I said, I have a flight tonight. He said, damn, that's why I came here, dear. I'll see you next week.
Shout out to Netflix is a joke. Shout out to who I'm shouting out. Shout out to All Deaf for having me.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see a fun piece of content this Father's Day with me and All Deaf. Shout out to Chad. Shout out to Ryan. Shout out to Chico. Shout out to Unk Los. Shout out to DC. Shout out to the Poor Mind. Shout out to the whole 85 South, Nav, Clayton. They showed me mad love when I was out there. And shout out to us.
Big facts.
Shout out to us. And we out of here like that. Guys next door, we'll see y'all next week. At some point, Monday, Tuesday, the week after that.
We here.
We'll be here. And until then, you can catch us on Patreon, patreon.com/ Guys Next Door Pod. YouTube, Guys Next Door Podcast. It's all up there. YouTube about to go crazy. Am I forgetting anything? Social media, Guys Next Door Pod. Ryan, take us out.
My man LaRussell, straight out of Vallejo, the Bay. Go check him out. Shout out Hovain.
Cheers.
Happily waved back as I hold my gun. I seen a lot of niggas die, they all look like me.
I love that.
Life next door.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.